Spooky season is officially upon us. Whether you're an adult primed for a good party, a kid donning your trick-or-treat finest, or you fall somewhere in between, this year it seems Whistler's Halloween offerings have something for everyone. Halloween at Tapley's Farm. Let's start with a classic. Tapley's Farm has been the center of Halloween fun for Whistler's Tiny Ghosts and Goblins for the last 39 years. That means you probably know the drill by now. The neighborhood will be closed to traffic starting at 4 p.m., with trick-or-treating set for 5:30 p.m. There will be little parking, so hop on the free park and spook shuttle running between Tapley's and Marketplace. About 1,000 kids are expected, with fireworks set for 7:30 p.m. Participants are simply asked to bring a cash or food donation for the Whistler Food Bank to drop off at the entrance of the neighborhood. And, if you're reading this before October 31st, you can also help out the event by dropping off candy donations at collection boxes around town. Family Halloween Party. The weekend before Halloween is fair game for all spooky events. Myrtle Phillip Community School is hosting its family Halloween party on Saturday, October 29th from 4 to 6 p.m. in the school's gymnasium with costumes, dancing, and games. Tickets are $25 for a family with one kid and $40 for a family with two or more kids. If you have an extra friend tagging along, their admission will cost $15. All profits go towards Whistler's Elementary School PACS. Get tickets here. Cheekamas Zombie Walk. In the market to see some teeny tiny zombies roam around the Cheekamas neighborhood? Well, of course you are. Head down to Bailey Park on Sunday, October 30th at 11 a.m. dressed in your favorite undead garb to enjoy some treats. You're welcome to bring some to share too, and saunter around. Family Pumpkin Carving? Have you carved your pumpkin yet? Staff at the Whistler Public Library are inviting you into their space to slice and dice alongside other families, ages 4 and up. Their event is set for October 30th from 2:30 until 3:30 p.m. Costumes are welcome. Sign up at publicservices@whistlerlibrary.ca. Spooktacular Halloween. If you're up for a little weekend trip in search of some Halloween fun, you might be interested in heading to the Britannia Mine Museum on October 29th and 30th for Spooktacular Halloween, Treasures of the Deep. The event is a remix of the mine's regular underground tour with a spooky twist that includes a sunken machine shop with a shipwreck, exploration of the seafloor, and the Terror Lab where you can assemble a real whale skeleton. Pre-booking is suggested. Find out more here. Surf Rock Halloween Party. Nothing says spooky like an indie surf rock band, right? Okay, that might not be entirely true, but Surf Hat's Halloween-themed show sounds like a good time. Head to Pangea Pod Hotel on Friday, October 28th from 6:30 to 10:30 p.m. for costumes, pumpkin carving and, duh, guitar solos. Tickets are $16.93, here. Go to the bar. At the risk of leaving anyone out, we're phoning it in. Nearly every bar and club in Whistler has some spooktacular plans starting on Friday, October 28th and running straight through to October 31st. Dress in your finest, or just, like, throw something together, if that's your vibe. Drink responsibly, and have a good time.